second, and then first. And if something, you've only done something on one time, you say, I've only done that
once.
And if you've done it two times, you say you've done it
twice.
And the first month of the year?
January.
And the next?
February.
And then March, and then?
April.
And the first, the day after Monday?
Tuesday.
And the day after, the next day?
Wednesday.
And then?
Thursday.
Then Friday, and then?
Saturday.
How might you greet a person this time of day?
Good morning.
How late would you use that?
Until noon.
And then after that, how would you greet a person?
Good afternoon.
And how late would you use that?
6 o'clock.
What would that be determined by the time, or by the time you eat? Generally speaking, that has something to do with supper, or would it be? Is it just the time?
I would say the time of the day.
Okay. After that, how would you greet a person?
Good evening.
And how would you, if you were leaving someone's house at, say, oh, 11:30 p.m.?
Good night.
And a man started work quite early. He started work before what? He started work before the sun, before
sun up.
Would you call it? And the do you have an expression for a 15-day period of time?
A fortnight.
Do you ever use that?
Seldom.
Somebody, I asked you, what time did the sun rise? And the answer is 6 a.m. Would you say that in a sentence? The sun at 6 a.m.
Sun rises at 6 a.m.?
But in the past, the sun... Past tense.
Rose.
And then they worked until